Just how important is the captain of a team? They divide up the matchday tickets for other players, lead them out, choose which end to attack, and, if you're really lucky, they may just be the difference between success and failure.
チームにおけるキャプテンという存在はどれほど重要なのでしょうか？キャプテンには多くの役割があります。例えば、チームメイトのためにチケット手配をまとめたり、チームを先導したりと。また、試合前にコイントスをすることもキャプテンの仕事ですが、運が良ければ勝負の分かれ目となるかもしれません。というわけで、本日の話題はキャプテンです。So, why do we talk about captains?
Yeah, I don't know actually. This is just a topic we have on our list. I think it's an interesting topic because it's one that a lot of people kind of talk about and think about the impact of captains, who should be a captain. But I feel like it's so broad and there's no one answer to any of these things that we're going to talk about.
English でアームバンドっていうんですけど、このキャプテンマークのこと。やっぱり目立つよね。あれつけてると試合中。
ね、yeah, well, I think that's definitely the point. It's important to just point this person out. Yep. I think it's a sense of pride too for the player who wears it, right?
そうそう。トミーはさ、キャプテンだったことある?
Yeah, I was captain in some of my junior teams. Yep. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
あ、楽しかった?
Yeah, I enjoyed that kind of the leadership kind of thing. I think it's probably something that I'm good at. I feel like I'm a good people person, which I think is a really important thing for a captain. Yeah, I liked it. I liked the responsibility for sure.
なんか僕自身はロンドンでこう子供たちにサッカーを教えるときに、まあなんかそのシーズンのキャプテンを一応決めるんだけど、やっぱりこの子に任せたいなって思ってやるんだけど、なんて言うんだろうな、キャプテンじゃないタイプの選手に任せて、だんだんキャプテンになっていくっていうのもすごい面白かった、やっぱり。なんかあんまり性格は向いてないんだろうけど、キャプテンマークを巻くと急にこうリーダーシップ発揮するというか、それやっぱりこのアームバンドに力はあるなっていう風な感じはしてましたね。
And I think it's a great point on why this is a difficult and a topic with no real answers because, yeah, you can make a captain. Like you say, that's definitely possible. So,even if someone doesn't look like a captain today, that doesn't mean in a few weeks, a few months, a few years, they can't be that person. And I think it's the same with not just football, any job where you want leadership, you want to be a manager, a boss, you're not born that way, right? You have to learn things and grow into that.
その生まれながらっていうよりかは、だんだん身についていくものなのかなっていうのをね、今回調べてて思いましたね。
Yeah. So,I feel like topics like these are a good way to learn a lot of different vocabulary. So instead of doing a vocabulary list, I thought we'd just go through, first of all, the responsibilities and characteristics that are expected of captains. So the only responsibility listed in the laws of the game is to participate in the coin toss before a match. That's the only time captain is mentioned in the laws of the game.
キャプテンはこれを知ったら結構気持ち楽になる気がするんだけどね。それが唯一の。レスポンサビリティですって言われたら、あなたが仕事はコイントスだけですよって言われたらね、楽な気持ちになる気はしますね。
Yeah, well, I mean, officially, that's all they're there for. That's、ね、the role of a captain.
やっぱりキャプテンってさ、こう試合前に一番先頭で出てくるから、一般の人にも名前も顔も覚えられやすいのかなって思う。画面に映る回数がとにかくやっぱり他の選手と比べて長いし、やっぱりそういう意味でも、なんだろうな、チームの顔って
Yeah, that's right. They're a representative of, they are the number one representative, probably even more than a coach in some cases. During a match, they're given the power to speak to the referee, but we know that that's not just limited to the captain. Every player does that in professional football.
これはどっかの回で、ラグビーは結構それがしっかり守られてるって話はしたと思うんですよね。審判とキャプテンは喋る。場を設けられることができるっていうのは。で、これ日本ではね、あんまり馴染みがない文化かなって思います。なので、もう少しね、これキャプテンであれば、何かこう抗議したいときに審判とコミュニケーションを取っていいっていうのは浸透してほしいなって僕は J リーグ見てて思いますね。
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not in the laws of the game that this has to happen. The captain doesn't have the right to do this. It's just kind of an understanding between the referee if I want to make this easier for me to referee, then having communication with the captain is a good way to do that.
ね、だから相手チーム、自分のチーム、審判、三人で喋る場面は、まあ、うまく試合が回ってるときはそれで喋ってるような気がしますね。
うん、yeah. They're also responsible for lifting the trophy when a team wins something, which I think is the best part of being a captain, obviously. that moment.
これはやっぱり、普段大変な仕事をやらされてるっていう気がするので、これやっぱりキャプテンの仕事が報われる瞬間ですね。
うん、yeah.Yep. As you said, they lead the team out, which is, I guess it's a minor thing, but it has a big kind of visual impact, like you were just saying.
チームの先頭に立ち続けるってことはやっぱこう大変だなって僕思ってて、毎週のゲーム、やっぱり先発で出ること、スターティングイレブンに入ることをずっと10年とか例えば求められると思う。で、練習でもやっぱりキャプテンってこう常に先頭走ってるっていうイメージもあるし、やっぱりどっかの影に隠れられないっていうか、常にみんなの前に立つことを求められるんで、やっぱり大変だなって。ドレッシングルームとか例えばさ、スピーチいつもこうビデオとか出てくると、やっぱり何かしらこう喋らないといけないし、エンジンでさ、ハリケーン苦手そうだなって思って見てるんだけど、エンジンでのスピーチでもやっぱりやらないといけないから、やっぱりそのキャプテンとしての、責任みたいなのはやっぱり大きいなっていうのはね、見てますね。
Yeah, but I don't think if you are the captain, maybe at the beginning you might feel nervous or whatever, but I think if you are the type of person that gets nervous with that thing, then you're not going to make a good captain.
そうね。
I feel like, yeah, Harry Kane probably doesn't speak very well, but I don't think that makes him a bad leader, if that makes sense.
まあね、喋りじゃなくてプレイで見せるっていうタイプもね、それはいますから。
That's right, exactly. We'll talk about that a bit later, yeah. They're also apparently responsible for sorting match tickets for players' family and friends. So, for example, if you were the captain of our team and I said, oh, my mum and dad want to come this weekend, can you get them some tickets? You would then communicate with the club to get those tickets for them, which is fascinating and seems so old-fashioned to me.
なんでこれ俺がやるんだろうって思うだろう、ね、
Yeah, surely a Premier League team, you can hire someone to do that. A staff member, that's their job.、
ね、
so yeah, it seems like a very old-fashioned thing that captains do, and maybe some teams don't even have that anymore.、and that's it, really. That's the actual things that a captain does is limited to that very short list. At least they're the things you can physically see, their actions. The rest is mostly about behaviour.The things that they do and show, leading the team by example, things like that, which、we'll talk about some of those characteristics now.
うん。付け足しで、ナンバーっていう雑誌があってですね、その2月号かな、今年の、サッカー日本代表リーダーの法則っていうのがあって、そこで吉田麻也、前のキャプテン、日本代表の前キャプテンが、クラブと代表で、またキャプテンの仕事が大きく違うって話をしてて、すごいね、雑用してましたね、いろいろ。例えば、ワールドカップの時に、試合前に会場に下見に行くかどうかをキャプテンが決めてくださいと。あと、練習公開してる時に、ファンに会ってサービスをするかっていうのをキャプテンが決めてください。他には、グッズの写真が出てきて、この写真1枚で全部見て、問題ないか、絶対確認してください。で、最後めっちゃ面白かった。これ売り上げも確認するんだって。誰が一番売れてるかっていうのを一応見てください。あとは、スーツの色。何色を着るか、選手から不満がないか聞いて決めてください。バスのタイヤの色。これも、キャプテンが決めてくださいと。これは結構びっくりしましたね。ここまでやるかっていう。
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous, to be honest. That sounds...
ね。
Like, if I was asked to do that, whatever, the tires on a bus, who cares?So I think it also varies from team to team as well, right? The responsibilities. I can't imagine、うん、every country would have those same rules.
ね、まあクラブでこれやってないと思うけどね。日本代表はやってるっていうのは、これ不思議でしたね、これ。うん、
yeah, very interesting.、So let's talk about the characteristics of a captain. The things that are most important and also some of the things that maybe bad captains have or people that shouldn't be captain have.So we've got a little bit of a list. Let's just run through them all quickly. Trustworthy. You have to be very trustworthy. Able for other people to trust you.
信頼できるです。まあ、プレーなのか、人柄なのか、まあ、いろんな意味で信頼できるってのはキャプテンにとって大事です。
You have to be good at communication. This one's pretty obvious.
うん。多分喋る人たくさんいると思うんだよね。監督、スタッフ、ジェネラルマネージャー、the other players、ファンズ。だから喋るっていう機会はキャプテンになると本当に増えるなっていう気がしますね。コミュニケーション。
But I think there's also the type of communication is important. It's got to be、うん、communication with meaning, with honesty. You can't just be talking for the sake of talking. You have to have a point. Otherwise, people won't follow you.
なんかやっぱり監督と喋るっていうのは一番大事らしくて、選手の意見を監督にぶつける。で、監督から聞いたことを選手に伝えるっていうのも役割として大きくて、そこはやっぱり大変だと思うね。チームで揉めてる時にやっぱそれを行うだろうから、
mm.
そのコミュニケーションのね、
yeah.
重要性はあると思います。
Mm. You have to be responsible. You have responsibility in like so many different areas. Responsible, you have to be good with your actual footballing. You have to produce results as a footballer. You have to be responsible in terms of setting the right culture for the team. There's a lot of different areas thatA captain needs to be show responsibility.
Responsible. 責任、チームの顔になるっていうのはやっぱりね、これキャプテンとしての役割です。
Yeah. Similar to that is to lead by example,、which I think, for me, if in any kind of leadership situation, I think leading by example is one of the most important things. It's rather than saying, you should do this, it's, I'm going to do it, and then you follow what I'm doing.I think that's such an important part of leadership that many people get wrong.
まあ模範的に先導するっていう意味ですけど、まあ例えばクラブのキャプテンだと、やっぱりちょっとそのキャラクターはちょっと似てるかなって思う。毎回こう選ぶタイプのクラブのキャプテン、代表のキャプテンもやっぱ日本代表想像してみたけど、やっぱり、うん、性格は違えど、やっぱりこう若手を引っ張る存在、そのエグザンプルになってるなっていうのはね、思いますね、毎回ね、キャプテンが。うん
Yeah. Decision making and problem solving is very big. You face a lot of problems as a captain and you have to decide on how to resolve those problems.
Decision making, 意思決定、problem solving,、問題解決かな。やっぱりね、試合中、練習中、トラブルは起きますから、これを解決するっていうのは大変ですね。うん。わかります。
Yeah. Yep.Resilience. I think、we've spoken about this word before. It's a word that I really like. Basically being strong. Yeah, mentally strong. Yeah, resilience is a great word and a great characteristic, not just for captains, but for anyone.
Back stronger ですね。回復する力。チームが苦しいとき。まあ、あとはこう選手が怪我して戻ってくるっていうのはね、それはもう本当に大事な力な気がします、mm. 僕も。
Yep. Accountability.、you have to be accountable for things. So,Instead of saying, well, it's not my problem, it's this guy's problem. Well, no, you're the captain, you're the leader of this team. You have to be responsible and accountable for everything that happens.
Accountability, 説明責任です。うん、これは僕、まだできる気がしないですね、あんまりね。うん、チームの今何が起きてるかっていうのは説明してくださいって言われて、すごい大変な仕事だと思うな。うん。
Mm. Yeah, and I think this is probably what separates a lot of...potential captains from non-captains is the ability to take on other people's problems and make them your own or to own those problems, basically. Yeah, important. Adaptability, you have to be able to adapt to different situations because lots of different situations come up.
Adaptability, 適応性ですね。まあ、想像してみたんですけど、シーズン中、例えば監督が交代になった時とか、新しい監督が来て、自分はチームの中でまだキャプテンをやってる。その時にやっぱり適応しないといけないというか、新しい監督が来て、チームをさらにもう一回まとめるっていうのは、これはまあアダプタビリティです気がします。
Yep, definitely. Great example of it. Yep.、empathy. I think captains have to have empathy for particularly other players. Maybe a young player is having a tough time. You have to be able to help them out.Maybe an older player is kind of struggling to get in the team. You have to show empathy to them. Empathy to coaches. There's lots of different situations. And again, empathy is just a general one for life. But in particular, captains need to show it.
共感性です。まあ、チームメイト、あとはファンにもね、共感するっていうのはすごい大事な気がしますね。こう、ファンがやっぱ納得いかないときに、うん、キャプテンが出てきて、やっぱり何か言葉を発するっていうのはすごい大事な気がします。
うん。And the final one on my list is integrity, which is a great word again. and a great characteristic, not just for captains, for everyone. Have integrity.
誠実性、誠実さかな。うん。これはですね、短期間を見るんじゃなくて、長期間そのキャプテンを見てるとやっぱり、あ、この人は誠実だなっていうのはね、よくわかりますよね。
うん。Mm. Yeah. Integrity is a really great thing to have.And that's just my list. There's just some of the ones that I came up with looking around the internet. But that's not to say all of these are correct. I think this sort of thing, everyone has an opinion on what they value in a captain. This is just some of the things that I thought about. So there may be others that are more important. That, yeah, that's just my list.
ね、これはでもなんか会社でも言えるんじゃないかな。
Exactly.
なんか会社で評価の時にありそうだよね、この項目ね。
I look at this list and I think,Everyone should have these, no matter what.
ね。
We should all be able to trust each other. We should all be good at communication. We all should be responsible. But, you know, different situations, different working with different people brings out a different thing. And I think that's actually another point is captains have to show this to everyone. They can't pick and choose favorites.
そうね。これやっぱりさ、なんかこう誰かに教わるものじゃないじゃん。このマネジメントスキルっていうか。だから、これはやっぱ人生を通して自分が経験した中からこれは大事だなと思って、こう自分に備わっていくものかなと思うんで、一番、すごい若い時からさ、コミュニケーションがめちゃくちゃ上手っていう人はいないと思うんだよね。だから徐々に徐々にこう自分の中に蓄積されてって、それがこう発揮できる場所があるっていうのは、これはやっぱりね、キャプテンにならないとわからないっていうのはね、これ正直なところだと思います。これを全部一気に発揮しなさいっていうのはなかなか難しいと思う。
It's true, and I mean, there's definitely times where it would be very difficult to do all of these things. I think no captain's perfect, no person is perfect. I think, yeah, you have to find someone who best shows all of these, or at least most of these kind of characteristics. And then some characteristics that don't suit a captain. I think it's probably easier to find a bad captain than it is to find a good captain, because there's...some real red flags straight away. I mean, the opposite of everything we've just gone through, if you don't have integrity, if you're not good with empathy, if you aren't good communication. But then on top of that, I think egocentric is a big one. If everything is about you, then you're not going to be a good captain.
クリスチアーノ・ロナウドはさ、キャプテンに向いてると思う?
Okay, so yeah, there's a good point, right? So, yeah, he is definitely egocentric.
Mm.
Egocentric in Japanese, it would be...
自己中。
自己中、yeah. So ego and centric, like central. So you're in the middle of everything. So yeah, it's a very good point, Ronaldo. So maybe egocentric doesn't rule out someone immediately.
僕、この番組で言ったと思うんだけど、ポルトガル代表になった時には、less egocentric だと思う。ロナウドは。もうちょっとこう、ブラザーみたいな感じになるから。けど、クラブにいるときはやっぱり自分のことが一番かなっていう気はしますね、毎回ね。
Yeah. And then there's also people who lead by example with their ego, right? So they're pulling the team forward because, I mean, he's got the skill to back it up. That's probably the big key thing. If you didn't have that skill and you were still egocentric, then you wouldn't be a good captain. That's a tough one though, yeah. Yeah. This is where it shows there's no perfect kind of science to what makes a good captain.
うん、これやっぱりメッシーも思い浮かびましたね。メッシーもやっぱり何歳、30ぐらい手前になって、すごいエゴが消えて、アルゼンチンのため、まあバルサの時もそうだけど、やっぱチームのために俺はやるんだっていう顔になったなっていう気はします。
うん、yeah, yep. That's right. Another bad characteristic is a micromanager. Someone who micromanages things. Worrying too much about the small details, trying to control everything that happens.
これやだわ。上司が部下の業務を逐一監視して小さなところまで干渉すること。マイクロマネジメント。うん。嫌ですね。
Yeah.
これはね。うん。
Yeah, I think it's an easy one to fall into as a leader to do this, to try and control everything. But when you're on the other side, yeah, it's so annoying. Just let me do my job. Just like, leave me.
めっちゃ言ってくるってことでしょ?ミスしたところ。お前そのパスもうちょっとしっかり出せよ。みたいな。
Exactly. Yep. That's right. That would be a good example in football.I think captains can't be resistant to feedback. They've got to be able to accept feedback because they're going to get a lot of feedback.
これも難しいと思うな。やっぱ言われることたくさんあるから、うん、そうだなと思って、やっぱどっかでは こうシャットアウトしないといけないけど、でもある程度聞かないといけないっていう、やっぱこれは難しいですね。
Yeah, and I think that's an important point. Taking feedback from the right people. Taking feedback from your teammates, from your coach, from management. Sometimes from fans. But knowing when to put up the wall and say, okay, we're not going to listen to social media this week. And finally, blaming others. I think, again, this is just a bad characteristic for anyone. But for a captain to say, well, it wasn't my fault, it's him. Like, I don't think you'll be captain next week if you do that.
まあ、例えばさ、チームの中で退場した選手がいるとするじゃん。その試合中、レッドカードを受けて。やっぱりそれを守らないといけないよね、毎回。そいつのせいじゃないんだっていうのを、やっぱ言わないといけないけど、まあ悪いキャプテンというか、その言っちゃいそうなタイプもいるけどね。あの退場が今日の試合を壊したとかね。
That's exactly right. Or, for example, let's say, just use Ronaldo as the example here. If Ronaldo misses a quite easy shot, misses the goal, and then says, well, the pass was bad. Well, you can't blame others. You've got to take responsibility for yourself.
そうな、そうね。
So yeah, there's,Hopefully some vocab you learn there and hopefully summed up some of the
と思うよ。やっぱりなんかこうキーワードみたいなのが多かった気がする今日このボキャブラリーね。
Yeah, I'll put the list on the website so if you want to go and look any of them up. And then just a bit of a free chat to end the episode, some talking points about captains. So my first question for you, is a captain important? Do you think the role of a captain is overrated?
いい質問ですね。大事なのか過大評価されてるのか。っていうね、僕自身は、まあ、クラブにとって代表にとって大事な存在かなとは思う。やっぱりこうビッグクラブであればあるほど、もしくは強い代表チームであるほど、やっぱり顔と名前とキャプテンマークをつけてる姿を想像できるから、やっぱりそれなりの力を持ってそれなりのプレーをしてるからこそ記憶に残るっていうのはあると思うんで、うん、選手ファンをまとめる存在、まあ、あとはチームの顔っていう意味でも大事かなと。で、やっぱりね、他の選手よりそこに長く在籍してるなっていうイメージあるんだけど、どう？
在籍？
その、長くプレーしてる。アピアランスが多いし、うん、なんか昨日ね、プレミアリーグと J リーグのこの、スタッツを見てたの。例えば、J リーグだったら、出場記録、遠藤、楢崎、西川、中澤、阿部、曽我畑、小笠原、伊藤、照、コオロキ、山田、明神と。やっぱりこう、長ければ長いほど、キャプテンやってるなっていうイメージはあったので、やっぱりキャプテンの存在が大事、プラス優勝してるなっていう気がする。いいキャプテンがいるクラブはね。だから僕にとってやっぱり大事かなって思ったけど。どう、トミ
ー？ I think that definitely helps, yes.、うん、definitely, you need the experience, right? So you can't just turn 21 and become captain. I think that would be strange. There are probably players who've done it, but still strange. So yes.I would use the example of James Maddison at Tottenham, who's not the club captain, but he's a vice captain. He got that after only 1 month of being at the club. So there are definitely exceptions where his character is so strong and so strong from day one that people around him respect him already. So I don't think it's a hard and fast rule. He's obviously got other experience as well. But yeah, there is definitely a connection between length of time.Not just playing in terms of career, but at a club as well.
確かにね。ガンバがあれじゃない？名古屋から中谷か。移籍してきて今年すぐキャプテンやってる気がするんで、そういうパターンもありますよね。やっぱり、移籍してすぐキャプテンするってパターンもあるっていうのは、やっぱそれは面白いね。
うん。Yeah, it definitely happens. Personally, I think captains are overrated in some ways.But where I would say, in my personal opinion, one of the most important things is setting the team culture. What is acceptable for this team? Not just football, but outside of football as well. And setting a really positive dressing room environment where everyone is accepted, everyone feels okay to be themselves. I think that's a really important part, especially in modern football. Like, for example, let's all go out drinking after we win a match, or...Let's not do that. Like, that's a very basic thing, but can really dictate how a team is successful, in my opinion. And some teams will work better by going out drinking and having fun together. Some teams will work better by not having any alcohol for a whole season. You've got to really pick that line as a captain. And I think that's super important.
ありそうですね。そして今は時代的には飲み会をやらないっていう時代になってきてますので、そういう、
well, there's obviously
ね、
lots of problems.
オールファッションのキャプテンはね。
Personally, I think if I was a captain of a Premier League team, we're not drinking during the season. Not just because of the problems, the social problems, photos, videos, whatever. Because it's unhealthy. Like, yeah. So that's the culture that I would want to set as a captain.
うん。面白いね。チームのカルチャーをキャプテンが作っていくってのはそれはあると思う、本当に。
To give one more example, again, a very modern one. Let's say a player makes a comment about someone being gay. Hey, oh, you look really gay in those clothes. I think as a captain, you're responsible for maybe not in front of everyone, but going to talk to that player and say, hey, let's try not use that language. Let's be inclusive and things like that. I think that's another really important example of setting the right culture for your team.
わあ、なんだっけ、ドラマ。
テッドラッソ？
そう、テッドラッソ、まさしくそういう話だったよ。あったよ。うん。
Exactly, exactly right.
ね。うん。
Yeah. That's, I think, one of the most important roles for a captain. Second question. Should the best player be captain?
いい質問ですね。これ、なんかいいテーマだ気がしますよ、トミ、ずっと。若い頃、選手にとって若い頃って難しいんだと思うけど、まあ、20歳から20歳から23歳ぐらい、25歳ぐらい。やっぱり選手はね、自分の成長がメインだと思うの。それをメインに、俺はステップアップしていくんだってことを考えてると思う。けど、やっぱり30手前、27、8、9ぐらいから、もう少しこう、意識が変わってきて、チームのために戦うとか、代表のためにどこまでこう自分の犠牲を払えるかっていうふうに意識は変わっていくと思うから、ベストじゃないタイプの選手も僕はやってもいいんじゃないかなと思う。
うん。
そのチームのために戦える選手がキャプテンをやるべきっていうのは、それはやっぱり思いますね。うん。
うん。Yeah, I agree. In some cases, I think it's probably good for the best player not to be captain because they don't need that extra responsibility. For some players,just being responsible for scoring goals is enough. And to add the captain on top of that is too much, I think. So I think sometimes having a different captain can be very useful, very important for a team.
ね。だから、どうだろうな。例えば今だったらさ、誰だろう、日本でベストプレイヤー。まあ、久保建英がいきなりキャプテンになることはないと思うんだよね、まだ、久保が。
Mm. Yeah, just
もうちょっと経ったら、うん。そう。
Let him focus on being a good player, right? He doesn't need to worry about everything else.、うん、yeah.
けど、やっぱ彼その素質あると思うから、リーダーシップとしての。やっぱりそれは今後何年か経った後に、うん、今いるキャプテンから学んで、それをなんかね、こう役に立ててほしいなっていう気はしますけどね。うん、
yep. Yep.、this is a very personal kind of preference question. Do you like a quiet leader versus someone who screams and shouts?And the best example I can give of this is Ledley King, who was Tottenham captain for a long time, versus Roy Keane, who was Manchester United captain. Very different styles, but both very good captains.
Tommy, はどっちがいいと思う?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I personally, maybe not Roy Keane level of screaming and shouting, but I would like someone who's vocal and kind of stands up for their teammates. I think、mm-hmm. I like that style. What about you?
まあ、僕出身が静岡なんで、自分が小さい頃スタジアムに行って、ドゥンガーがやっぱいたんだよね、ブラジル代表の。もうロイキンスタイルですよ。まさしくもうガンガンみんなに切れてくっていうか。でもやっぱりそれを見て、僕は面白かったかな。ここが起こるタイミングなんだ、みたいな。なんかチームの中に監督がいるみたいな感じをしてて、なんかそこまで言わないといけないみたいな。アクションでこうやってやってさ、言葉は通じないけど、やっぱり選手に伝わってるものはあったし、うん、なんか、ああ、キャプテンってこういう存在なんだ、みたいな時、ことは思ったかな、小さい頃。けど、今、遠藤航が日本代表のキャプテンやってて、あのスタイルも僕は好き。あんまりこう、叫ばないし、いろいろ言わないけど、自分のこの、戦う意志みたいなのは、プレーで見せてくれるっていうのは、うん、やっぱり、キャプテンとしてやっぱふさわしいなって思うので、うん、それはやっぱり、どっちもどっちかなっていうふうには感じますね。
Yeah. うん。Exactly. I think both are very effective.Things. I think with the screaming and shouting type, if you don't perform yourself, then that really undermines you as a captain. So if you're not playing well and you're still screaming and shouting at everyone else,、
うん、
then it's not a good look. So I think the risk is higher for that style.
Uh-huh. そうね。
But then on the other side, maybe if you don't scream and shout enough, then people don't listen to you because, yeah. So it's a tough balance, right? That's really important.
まああとあれだね。カーンを思い出したね。あの叫んでる感じ、怒ってるこの。
Yeah.
オリバーカーン。僕は好きでしたけどね、あれは。
A local player versus an international star. For example, Steven Gerrard at Liverpool or Son Heung-min at Tottenham.
プレミアはやっぱりもうさ、インターナショナルチームだからさ。
うん。
もうやっぱり、それは外国人がやるってのは普通になってきてるから、これはすごいいいことだなって僕は思いますけどね。
うん。うん。But I think as fans, we probably appreciate the local player more.
それはね、感じるよ、感じる。
You have that pride. Oh, he's one of us. He's representing our team. And, yeah.
どう？ソンがキャプテンになってなんか変わったなって思う。
Well, I think Son is different because he's just like absolutely massive superstar in Korea. So he's dealt with that kind of thing before. But I think he's definitely changed. The way that he talks has changed since he became captain. He talks a lot more about the team and you hear him talking about other players. He's always talking about the development. He's not talking about maybe performance in one match. He's talking about, yeah, he's been developing really well and things like that. So I think he's definitely changed since he became captain of Tottenham.
アジア人がヨーロッパでキャプテンやるってやっぱね、難しいと思うんですよ、僕。やっぱり言葉の面もあるだろうし、キャラクターの面も、やっぱりヨーロッパに自分を適応させてから、そのキャラクターをさらにみんなに伝えていかないといけないから、やっぱ相当なことだと思いますね。でも日本選手でもすごい数かけられた選手しかやってないけど、
Yeah, I agree.
なかなかすごい仕事をしてると思います。
Yeah, I'm cautious how I say this, but stereotype of Asian people is very quiet and kind of...
ね、そうだよね。
Yeah, not assertive. And then the stereotype of South Americans is that they are very assertive, very aggressive. So you have Son, who's captain with Christian Romero at Tottenham, who is very aggressive. That's an interesting dynamic there that Son, I mean, he must be so confident to be captain of that team. That's a big responsibility.
これは大変ですよ。
But he's doing well. My last question then, who chooses the captain? The manager or the squad?
これあんま調べなかったんだけど、マンシティはスクワッドで選んでる。チームが投票で選んでるみたいなの見たけど、ボートしてるって言って。どうだろうね。大抵は監督が選ぶんかな。
Yeah, I think if I was a coach, then I would choose personally. I would want to choose because I think it's someone that you need to trust as well, for sure. But I was in a team when I was, I think, 15. We had a vote as a squad.And it was interesting. I didn't like that, actually, now that I think about it. And I remember I asked the coach, I said, can we vote for ourselves? Because I thought maybe I could be captain. And he said, do you think the prime minister votes for the other person? And I thought, well, that's a great response. No, of course, the prime minister votes for himself. So I voted for myself.
まあ監督が選んだ方がね、すんなりいく気はしますけどね。うん。あとよく感じるのは監督が変わったらキャプテンも変わるっていうのはこれはよく感じますね。
Maybe I feel like it's a good way to continue and not change things too much if you're a new coach as well though if you keep the same captain. But yeah, again, it's all personal preference there. I think there's no right or wrong answer.
ね、面白いね。これはなんかキャプテンとしての難しさみたいなのはなんかあれだよね。Netflix でも出てたよね最近。それ見なかったよね。
Right.
ごめん、見ようとしたんだけど。
yeah, I forgot to watch that too, actually. yeah, there is a captain's show on there. But yeah, I think the thing that I, as I research this more and more, the thing that I realize is there's so many different ways to think about this, so many different ways to be a good captain. It's a tough topic to kind of sum up, but hopefully you learned some vocab and picked up some new things from it. We got some comments though from last week, so let's read them out quickly.
はい、いきます。モニカさんからいただいております。ケビンズ・イングリッシュルームの山ちゃんのおすすめから来て、今まで静かに聞いていました。フットボールに関する語彙に乏しいことを痛感しています。いつも興味深い話をありがとうございます。今回は本当にしんどいエピソードでした。前回のあれですね、トラディティ・チャンティングですね。でもこれもとても大切なことです。ブラジル出身の私はまさか母国でそんなことは起きてないよねと思って調べました。残念ながら起きていました。71人の犠牲者が出てしまっていたシャペコ遠征の飛行機事故。燃料不足が原因のことをクリシウマサイドにいた数人が飛行機に給油せよとちゃんとしていました。クリシウマの他のサポーターはそれをブーイングして抗議したし、
ファンクラブはしばらく観戦禁止にされたけど、残念ながら法的には罰せられないそうです。ありがとうございます、モニカさん。
Yeah, that's, first of all, thank you very much. Amazing, we've got someone from Brazil listening, who, learning English and Japanese. I'm not sure, that's cool.
ね、どうなんだろうね、モニカさん。日本に住んでるんかな。
Yeah. That Chapecoense, well, I mean, think most of us probably remember that. That was an absolute tragedy, that plane crash. But it doesn't surprise me that it happens in other countries as well. Yeah, very, very sad.
うん、覚えてますね。日本にもシャペコ遠征来てたんで。
Yeah.
ね、その他の国でも起きてんだなってやっぱりね、しんどいですね。
Yeah, as we said last week, I don't think it's just a human problem. It's not one country, although Japan is better than others, I guess.
もう一つ、来ています。ラウタロウさんからです。石川県在住のものです。トラジェディーチャンティングの回聞きました。星稜高校のことも取り上げてくださりありがとうございました。私は地元 J3 クラブツエーゲン金沢を応援しているのですが、ほぼ毎回相手チームが被災した地域に向けて温かい横断幕を掲げてくれています。仮にアウェーでもです。こういうところが J リーグらしい温かいフットボール文化だと思います。妻の実家が能登町にあり、幸いその実家は無事でしたが、4月に訪問した時、周りの惨状に言葉が出ませんでした。1月1日からほぼ何も変わっていません。それでも日本の皆さんの応援を力に変えて被災地は少しずつ立ち直ると信じています。お二人のポッドキャストこれからも応援しております。ありがとうございます、ラウタロさん。
Yeah, thank you for that comment. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say anything other than sorry for that situation that your family is going through. I think it's a good point though where tragedy chanting is painful and hurtful.The opposite can be really inspiring when you sing in support of those people. It can be inspiring for those people. So, yeah, that's all I really have to say. It's a sad situation.
ね、この、なかなか J3 まで僕も見れてないんですけども、金沢を応援してるっていうのは非常にいい文化だなっていうふうには思いますし、スタジアムがね、実は金沢新しくなったんで、ね、なかなか行くって言って行けてないスタジアムがたくさんありますので、今年はね、チャレンジしたいですよね。今週、トミとね、名古屋行くんですよね。
Yeah, I would like to go to Kanazawa. I've been to Kanazawa, but not to the stadium. Very easy from Osaka, so maybe one day I'll get up there.
そうだよ、大阪から行きやすいよ。
Thunderbird.、ね、Although I don't know if that's still running. Yeah. Alrighty, thank you very much for both of those comments. We really appreciate you getting in touch.、If you have any comments on captains, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you.See you again next time.
コメントいただけるととっても嬉しいので、ぜひとも皆さんからお待ちしております。サッカーと英語、ポッドキャストと調べていただけると、Google で上の方に来ると思います。各回エピソードの下の方にですね、コメントできるところありますので、気軽にお送りくださいませ。それでは、また来週です。Bye for now!